Okay, hello everybody. Next up we've got Ian on Taiwan's shared OSS community and event infrastructure. And your time starts now.
Okay, hello everyone. I'm from Taiwan, and today I'm going to talk about the Taiwan shared open source community and embedded infrastructure. And there's two projects. One is the OSCP PaaS, one is OPaaS app and the OSCP PaaS. And I'm Yan, and I'm Coast Guard volunteers. And this is the second time I come to Fosun. This is one the first time I stay on stage. I always remember the last time I see this on the stage, be excellent to each other. I really like Fosun. And they have an online. Today I'm going to talk about Coast Guard. What is Coast Guard? It is a Taiwan-driven conference that is really inspired by Fosun. And the second part, I will talking about those two projects. One is the OPaaS. This is an open source event experience management. It includes the gamification, real-time notification, and have a customization for everybody to use. And also, OSCP PaaS is the open source contributor VIP PaaS. This is a unified verification system for the contributors. And actually, in the third part, we have some get involved and feature detection that check out on our GitHub or spending on correction or some refining. So first introduce the Coast Guard and the open source in Taiwan. Actually, Coast Guard is the one the largest open source community conference that's in Taiwan. That is organized by a lot of volunteers by each open source community since 2006. So this year is our 20th anniversary. So this is that we have grown from the gathering about 200 people before, and but now we have over 3,000 participants. And we're really inspired by Fosun and Coast Guard, we just follow the free entry and non-reservation model and making really high accessible now. But why OPaaS we have this app? Originally, because before Coast Guard, we start our relation, you have to relation to our conference. Thing about before we should you should have to buy a ticket, you have to buy a ticket, but it's in free, you have to have a ticket in free, and we will have a long reservation line in front of our doors, and everybody will really feel very bad experience for attendees. So we try to have this app that we can support for the it can support now they can attendees can just use the unique token by the mail or special link access the event. Then they can have a self-checking with this OPaaS. And this highly customization event organizer can you just figure it using the JSON and integrate it with our own system. And actually, as this project, I'm its logo, and its logo designer. And why I use the rainbow? Because I think this app we want it to run into over through a lot of different conference, so it got a rainbow on downside. And I make it do like the OPaaS, so we like it can smile like this. And also, this is the final logo that we use that as a logo. And actually, we just send the link to on our website or through a mail to ask everybody to just install this app. And after installing the app, inside you have some feature about the schedule announcement, and then you can have value defining where you are. Also, we just in Taiwan, usually we use the Telegram, so it has a sync log with Telegram and IRC log. And also inside we have the boost reward activity, and because in Taiwan we didn't really like to talk about, so with the boost reward activity, the people will like to talk with each other, and every you talk, you will get a rewards point. And also we have a volunteer quest. It just looks like, it's just like a, just like the Boston, you have a volunteer. If ever you have a volunteer, you will get a point with the rewards activity. Both of the activity, the points, you can be kind, you can be, become the point that you can buy some souvenirs in our conference. And also now this previously it's only for Coast Club, and but nowadays because it's built by community, we now it's open for all the community. Coast Club has developed this tool for those of you can just see in the left side. You have KidCon and PyCon Taiwan. Also the CCon is a is the Taiwan student conference. The, this project is initially was created for us, but now you can use really used in Taiwan, others event internationally. And also, in this, this is a cross platform tool for every for the checking engagement. Also, we have a web one, an iOS one, and an Android one. And we help the attendees checking and receive a real time notification. Also, we can build the event schedule easily. And that's the, as I say, we have a game feature inside, so a lot of attendees interact with the rules and earn the points and return the rewards. And first, that actually first, as an adoption, actually first in charge at the Coast Guard, now and end up in the HitCon and the PyCon Taiwan and other open source conference in Taiwan, and is the GitHub host project. You just have to give us a merge request, and with the JSON you can just add your event inside. And now it's available on the web. We really inviting like global contributors to help us localize our translation. Okay, then the second part is about the OSCP Pass, open source contributor VIP pass. It is a verification system for the open source contributors, offering a special privilege at the event. And the project is developed by Open Culture Foundation and the community to unify the contributors' recognizations. And also, it approves the contributors to receive a prize valid for the entire years and guarantee access to the multiple events. So what is the OSC Pass? Before in Taiwan, most of the event in Taiwan, you have to get a registration to get inside to sign in. But each event you got a lot of people want to have to go in. But some event they will have a special ticket that called is a contributor's ticket. So you will send the contributor, every event will have to merely verify the contributors to lead to the in-consent and the time-consuming processing. So every time that, if there is a contributor say you want to go into one event, they will send the verification to that conference. And nowadays, the OSC Pass provides a centralized review system that provided by OCF, volunteer inside and making the verification easier for the event. Nowadays, because this project is since 2019 and it's open, over 600 application contributions have been processed. But actually, we just found out we centralized and helped a lot of conference to dealing with their to verify their contributors. But we just found out there is some problem. Actually, it's really really easy in the beginning because everybody want every conference they say hey, they can have the help to help others help each others. And but since the 2022, it has become the most of the attendees to most of our contributes come inside, but they get down just soon. And scaling the, actually we just find out the challenge is that you're scaling the declaration verification to ensure the fairness while reduce the administration is really a workload. And exploring the specialized verification to the different technical fields based on the feedback from other partners' event. And we want to that we can expand it beyond the open source commons to collaborate with the tech and the commercial event. This is what is our event now. So in the last, we are asking everybody to get involved. When you're invited to contribute to our project, OPAS and OSCPAS on the GitHub, developer and designer and the translator are welcome. And also, OPAS now is on web there. You can just get in. And also, you can have test the tool on your own event and give us the feedback to help to involve them. Okay, next thing. Thank you, everybody.
Any questions?
You said the OSPAS is used by the international conference, then which means is there any conference outside of the Taiwan?
Actually, now we... But it's some international conference in Taiwan use it, like the HICON, yeah.
I see. Thank you.
Other questions? Okay, thank you very much for your talk.